Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
508. All right, Laura, we have to talk about this Barbie story that CBS did. So, Barbie does, there are like a million Barbies now, right?
Of course there are a million Barbies.
And it's fine. It's fine. But so like Barbie has become, Barbie's the enemy, right? Like Barbie, if, you know, you see these simulations, like if Barbie were a real woman, like she'd fall, she'd be a little top heavy and fall right over.
Yeah, and walking on those tippy toes is not easy.
Very difficult. So Barbie was like the enemy, like, oh, Barbie, unrealistic body image.
Yes.
Which I'm a guy. What do I know? But did you ever internalize the image of Barbie?
Oh, God.
And think, like, this is what I need to look like? Right, yes.
No, I didn't do that. I had enough problems of my own. I wasn't caring about Barbie. So let's talk about Barbie, but I want to make sure we save enough time because I have something to bring up with you today.
All right, okay. Very good. So Barbie, CBS just reported that Barbie is... So because Barbie has, like, this negative image... They've been, like, introducing a million Barbie dolls.
Yes.
Like, here's Barbie, here's the astronaut, here's Barbie the civil rights pioneer.
Empowering the Barbie doll, yes.
Now Barbie has scoliosis.
Yeah, I heard that.
New edition that features a curvature of the spine and a removable back brace.
I would like to know, how did they decide on scoliosis? Of all of the ailments and conditions you could have Barbie represent.
Yeah.
Who said, let's make a scoliosis Barbie?
Ken's got hemorrhoids.
He does?
No, I made that up.
Well, still, but he might as well. I mean, come on.
Why?
That's where we're heading.
Why do we need to do this?
We don't.
It's too much.
It is
too much. We cannot put all of our hopes and dreams and our failures as humanity onto Barbie.
No.
It's not her fault.
You gotta cut Barbie some slack.
We don't need every malady. Now, I know some of you are going to text and be mad. What about my kid with scoliosis? Shouldn't little Mary have a doll so she can be seen? And I would say there is no doll for, like, dopey-looking lower-middle-class husky Jason. We didn't see, like, chubby Larry, the doll for me. Who cares?
Or chubby Laura. I was chubby. I know.
I had to go to the husky section.
Did you wear husky pants?
Yeah.
So did Adam Carter. And he will not live it down.
It was rough.
Yeah.
He won't live it down because you keep bringing it up.
Well, he thinks that it's... that I'm being critical when I call him husky. I don't see the word.
Where's the negative?
There isn't
He's
one.
He's the one putting that on himself.
Husky, in my mind, does not mean chubby or negative. It just means, you know, like a kind of a strong.
Don't say big boned.
Well, probably big, muscular, strong person is husky for a man, in my opinion.
I just don't know that we need every doll for everything.
Because we don't.
So we have, in 2022, they had a Barbie with hearing aids. They've got plus-size Barbie. They got sign language Barbie.
How does Barbie do sign language? Really? I mean,
the main Barbie doesn't say a damn thing.
No, she doesn't.
Can't hear a word.
What's her problem?
Barbie!
Yo, Barbie.
But if you just do some sign language. I mean... Again, I'm trying to be aware of, like, my own, you know, middle-aged white guy-ness in this discussion. So I suppose I can just buckle in for the next. Dan looks very concerned about the reaction, but I feel
You're right, because middle-aged white guys, we just don't get much of a break. I mean, where's our doll, you know?
I'm not asking for a middle-aged. I don't need a doll that looks like me. I don't want it.
No, we need a Jason doll. That's exactly what we need, Jason. And you have the power in this town to make that happen. So you go find your toy maker, manufacturer, friends.
A good friend of mine is works at a toy company.
Do an endorsement on social media, and let's have a Jason doll.
Coming this fall to the WCCO Fair booth.
Like just a little bit of back fat, kind of the ankles creak when they walk, thinning hairline.
Hey, this is real. It's real. That's
we
you
just
are
don't
real.
You pull the string on the back. Here's the deal.
We just don't need a doll for everything.
No, we don't.
It's okay. And yes, if you have scoliosis, I see you, but you're not getting a doll. And to be honest, Mattel and Barbie, this is the most cynical thing in the world they're doing. They're not doing it to sell dolls. You're not going to see this at Target. You're not going to see scoliosis.
This is a PC
Chelsea
tactic.
It's so they can get the goof at CBS News to do a story on it. And he did.
Right.
Goof. And the other goof yells at the CBS News that can't hear him about
everybody it. Everybody wins.
And there you go.
Can we change the topic
let's
now?
Let's do it. Yes.
Here's my other topic. So I went to the dentist this morning on my way into work. Mm. And as I was gripping the chair and laying there and just kind of thinking about the day, it occurred to me that I heard you last fall when I was walking to my car talking about your latest visit to the dentist and how you admitted that you do not floss.
Correct. It's true.
Do you still not floss, or did you start after you got scolded again?
Well, I appreciate you asking because there has been a new development.
Well, good.
In the flossing
department.
For Christmas, I got a water pick.
There you go. That's a good start. But what about using just a regular little
bit of floss? It's never enough for you people. It's never enough for big floss. It's never enough for big hygienist. No, I don't. Isn't it enough that I water pick? I need to do both. I actually did floss the other day after water picking.
Good. Keep it up.
It just
you
feels
don't have
excessive.
To do it every day. No,
that's
you don't
a
have
lot.
To do it every day. Do it about three times a week. And
why are you advocating for, are you in the pocket of big floss? Did you get some sort of endorsement?
I did not. Mm. But I'm an excellent flosser. And I had a great appointment today where everything is just looking fantastic.
Did your hygienist ask you if you flossed?
No, she doesn't need to. She can tell.
She just knows.
Because she's not cranking away on my teeth and chiseling crap from between the cracks.
Don't you feel, though, that maybe you didn't get your money's worth? I mean, you pay the same as I do for my cleaning.
No.
It's like washing a clean car. What's the point?
No, because you still need the stuff. You still need the plaque scraped off because that is not... That doesn't come off with your toothbrush or anything like that. But I really do love going to the dentist.
I do too.
Despite laying there, it's like, it's always, there's some level of a white knuckle ride when you're in that chair, but it feels so good when you're done, as long as you're getting a good report and everything's fine.
Have you ever had a cavity as an adult? As an adult or as a kid?
Yeah.
I had a bunch as a kid.
Yeah, maybe 5 years ago I had a cavity, and then I had to have all of my old silver fillings replaced. Like they
What's wrong with the silver ones?
I don't know. I think they just kind of get old and loose and they don't do the job as well.
That's what they want you to think.
So, but they replace them with the clear.
Yeah, it's nice.
So it just
the new stuff's
like a tooth.
Nice. I think I got some silver.
You have some caps.
I have caps?
Yeah.
No.
You probably have caps.
I do.
I think that's what they're called. You have grills. I know you have grills, don't you?
I think I have some of the old silver. I like it.
Okay.
So I don't know if I said this when I told this story the first time, but when I was a kid and went to the dentist, I went to the same dentist that took care of my mother.
Yep.
Dr. Byrne. And we went to Dr. Byrne, and I had cavities filled, whatever. I didn't think anything of it. When I was in middle school, I was actually working at a dentist office, and so I changed my dentist to Dr. Winefield, and I had a cavity, and they're like, do you want the gas or do you want Novocaine? I was like, what?
An either or? Can't you have both?
Well, I didn't even know that was an option because every other cavity I had filled in my life, there was certainly no numbing. Dr. Byrne, who had been a dentist since, you know, 1946, there was, I didn't know this was a choice. Yeah. So he just drilled.
He drilled with no Novocaine?
Right.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm asking the people at Mattel to make a doll, a Ken doll that survived cavities being filled with no Novocaine.
And put some grills on the can. Then we'll cover some more bases.
Do I really have to floss, too?
Yes.
Isn't the water pick enough?
It's a big improvement.
I'm shooting like there's water everywhere with the water pick, too. My wife hates it.
I think you should take a video of you doing your water pick.
I will do this. I will take a video of it because it is quite a splash fest. Because you're shooting like high and you pick the speed. Yes. So when I first started it, it was
like lasers.
Well, the directions say like start at one. And I did, and then you up it, and now I'm at like a 7, but it's splashing all over the place. And so then, you know, what you need is the suction, you know?
The straw. Yep.
That thing.
I hate that thing, especially when you're upside down and you're trying to...
Just jam it in there.
Yeah. What am I trying to say?
It's really low-grade waterboarding is what's going on.
Exactly.
That's right. Have we offended everyone with this segment, I think? I think we did some great work.
This was pretty bad.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. See, here we go. A texter saying, I wasn't looking at the text. You guys are really funny. I never use painkillers at the dentist. My dentist thinks I'm like Bill Murray's character for Little Shop of Horrors.
Wow.
The Jason doll comes with a bathroom that doesn't have doors.
Yes, good one.
You've both heard of divorced Barbie. She comes with all of Ken's stuff.
Oh, jeez. Good stuff.
That's really good. Nice work, everybody. All right.
Journalism at its finest.
Yep. We've covered new ground today. Dan is just so much head shaking. Dan's head is going to... Dan, bobblehead Dan.
Yes.
Just with the head shaking and everything
I'm saying. I was working on something else. It had nothing to do with you.
Jason's toy friend is going to make a bobblehead Dan to go along with the Jason doll.
Maybe we can get that done. Our whole show. Bye.
Love it.
And then we'll allow them to add on whatever malady so we can appeal to the, you know... Mine could be like the fire-breathing texter. It could be one of those, or the angry Facebook commenter. 5:21, we'll do the Rush Hour news headlines next. Last day of January the 31st at 5:26, time for the Rush Hour news headlines. The Minneapolis Convention Center is getting back to full strength. Twin Cities Business with the story today. In 2020, I mean, first year of COVID, they had fewer than 100 events. Last year, 208 events, 350 to 400 was the pre-pandemic normal. This year, they expect about 300 events, should bring about 600,000 people to the convention center. It's a big deal for hotels, restaurants in downtown Minneapolis. The peak was probably the Super Bowl year, the March Madness year. In 2018 and 2019, the revenue was $20 million. Another step to bringing Uptown back is live music. The Scrunchies played Saturday, hosting the first mosh pit in Uptown in a couple of decades. The Green Room, now open. Minneapolis's first major new music venue of the 2020s. Star Tribune's Chris Riemenschneider writing that Uptown used to be a live music hub and a haven for unforgettably blurry nights. But that area near Hennepin and Lake Street really suffered. Nightlife was declining before COVID, before the chaos after George Floyd's murder. Uptown Bar and Grill closed in 2009. Did you know Nirvana and Oasis played their first Minnesota gigs at the Uptown Bar and Grill? Famous Dave's in Calhoun Square, that closed in 2019. But the Green Room could mark the beginning of a turnaround. And there's an even more ambitious music venue in development just a block away. Wouldn't it be great if Uptown became like a live music hub? The new Uptown Theater is coming soon. It's being redeveloped by the same team. You know the Armory? How that's become a great concert hall, boxing venue. Same team developing the Uptown Theater. Green Room, by the way, has the goal is to have live music Thursday through Sunday in the former Coup d'Etat location, right across from the Lagoon Cinema. A Minnesota teenager is in the Washington Post for doing something that you probably think is absolutely crazy. This guy's been sleeping beneath the stars for more than 1,000 nights. Yeah, that's fair. It's really cold. In Duluth. 14-year-old Isaac Ortman was out there when it was 38 below zero. Yeah, crazy. Started as a self-challenge at his family's cabin. He was 11 at the time. He's like, I wonder if I could sleep outside for a week. Now it's been 1,000 nights. He expects it'll continue through high school. He's a Boy Scout, so, you know, he knows what he's doing. He said he might do it through college. Most nights have been in his backyard. He slept outside even after breaking his wrist. He told the Post, we came home from the emergency room and I went back outside like I always do. There was one time they saw a bear walking up to the patio door. 30 minutes later, he was brushing his teeth and getting ready to go sleep outside. That's too far, Isaac. That's too far. The bear would do it for me. That would be like, you know what? We had a good run. More impressive embracing of the outdoors from Minnesotans biking the Bear Grease Trail. Pioneer Press sharing this Forum News Service story for the weekend. 10 fat tire bikers set out from Billy's Bar in Duluth to ride the nearly 200 miles along the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon route. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, uh-huh. It's, yeah. It's truth is truth. This is some craziness, because a 200-mile bike ride in the summer is one thing. A 200-mile bike ride on a fat tire bike on the up and down hills along the Sled Dog Marathon route is pretty amazing. Mallory Cummings from Duluth said they're out there doing what John Bear Grease did, not on snowmobiles, not with dogs, but they're committed to riding in John Bear Grease's name. It is physically challenging, to say the least. Fat tire bikes, you look at them, they're heavy. And the riders spin their legs fast so they don't tear up the snow. But the blessings. One year, they're riding. Saw a moose in its calf. Another year, four of them pedaled next to each other on an eight-mile stretch, which is pretty cool because usually they're single file.
You know what John Bear Grease would have to say if he saw people trying to bike this?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. John Bear Grease, that is one of his most well-known quotes.
It really was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the four of them, as they're riding next to each other, four birds flying with the four as they rode their bikes. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, because they're probably going to freeze and die and be lunch sickles, you know?
You know, we had a bald eagle land in our backyard today.
Really?
Maybe related to the fact that there was a dead rabbit.
Well, you know.
But pretty majestic.
Not a lot of bald
right?
eagles flying around Maple Grove, I wouldn't think.
Well, word was out that there is some good eating. DeRussia Eats. There it is. All right, it's 5:32. That is the DeRussia Hour News headlines. We are going to come back and talk about the debate at the state capitol about driver's licenses for all, and why I am just sick and tired of people's ridiculous obsession with voter fraud. We'll get into it on Drive Time in just a minute here on CCO.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.